With SRN News, I'm John Scott. During the State of the Union last night, the president discussed economic issues, taxes, and health care, and spoke of efforts he will take to restore Roe versus Wade.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Meanwhile, the Republican response to the president's State of the Union came from the youngest Republican woman ever to be elected to the U.S. Senate.
Senator Katie Britt of Alabama says the president's address amounted to what she calls the performance of a career politician.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch. Under his administration, families are worse off. Our communities are less safe, and our country is less secure.
Britt noting that President Biden has been a politician longer than she's been alive. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Istanbul for talks with Turkish President Erdogan. A Turkish government official says Erdogan is expected to press for negotiations to end the war now in its third year. NATO member Turkey has sought to balance its close relations with both Kyiv and Moscow and has repeatedly offered to act as a peace broker between them. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed after the latest jobs report appeared to bolster the case for easier interest rates to come later this year. The Dow is ahead 100 points, the NASDAQ down 68. This is SRN News. Kansas deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want the abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future. But Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A surge of new attacks by an Islamic State-affiliated group in northern Mozambique has left more than 70 children missing and caused 100,000 people to flee their homes. Churches are among the 500 buildings that were destroyed. More than a million people have fled their homes during nearly 7 years of violence. This is SRN News. Mass shootings at schools have prompted a growing number of states to encourage digital mapping to aid emergency responders.
According to an Associated Press analysis, lawmakers in more than 20 states have enacted or proposed measures setting standards for digital school mapping. The analysis found companies specializing in such mapping have spent at least $1.4 million lobbying for legislation in recent years. The maps go beyond traditional blueprints to include aerial imagery and precise labeling of doors, hallways, utilities, and numerous other features in buildings that could enable quicker responses in emergencies. Jeremy House reporting.
New Mexico State Land Office will withhold lease sales indefinitely on its most promising tracts for oil and gas development in the Permian Basin as it seeks approval by the state legislature to increase top-tier royalty rates from 20% to 25%. More details at SRNnews.com.